from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Are your eyes green?
They're brown.
But they're a different color. They look green today.
This guy.
His eyes are green.
Well, I've been told I do have beautiful eyes.
No, I didn't say that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, you don't have to worry about anything. My eyes are just brown.
You got nice eyes.
My eyes are brown.
Yeah. Although, I miss the guy when he's not here. Go figure.
Dude, so I was in... Well, I do too. Shout out to Steiny. He'll be back next week. He's out in London. I was in the A's locker room last night. Well, I was kind of bouncing around. Yeah, thank you.
Look at my guy.
I was bouncing around after the last Bay Bridge series. Logan Webb threw the shutout. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I like to go to the opposing locker room. The ones who lose can oftentimes give you sometimes more than the guys who win.
Gotcha.
Because the guys who win, they're on cloud nine. You know, they're talking about how great they were. Sometimes, also, they're more deferential. You know, it's not about me. It's about we. It's about the team. We give 110%.
You want the drama.
Yeah, I want to know what someone that's standing in the batter's box thought about how Logan Webb was pitching. Or, for example, Ross Stripling, who's a former San Francisco Giant, not doing very well this year.
I thought they were going to jump him for 8 runs.
Yeah, me too. He's throwing 90 mile an hour four-seam fastballs center cut, and the Giants couldn't get enough hits off of him. But they did get a sack fly. They won 1-0. But the thing that everyone was kind of saying about Webb was like, you don't know where his pitches are going. You know they're going down, but you don't know if they're going down and left, if they're going down and right, or if they're just going straight down. So it makes them very difficult to hit. But the other part, too, was...
Give it to me.
Well, Ross Stripling in the locker room was just like, yeah, I mean, that's just him. Like, a lot of these hitters haven't hit against him before. Like, that's Webby. That's exactly what he said. That's Webby.
I feel like he's robbing my man Webby or something by saying that, the unfamiliarity.
But, well, the unfamiliarity.
Yeah.
Well, if you've never seen him pitch before, he's difficult to hit if you have seen him pitch before, if you have hit against him.
Right, but for him to say, I don't know, I feel like you saying that, Strip is saying the only reason Webb has success is they hadn't seen him. And well, that's normal across the board in baseball.
That might have been the reason why he threw his third career shutout. You know, he had his stuff last night.
Oh, he did.
He also hadn't been pitching very well,
but
so he's probably
due. Himself out of this a couple innings too, I believe.
Yeah, first inning.
Jesus, like, I mean, relax.
They had half their base runners in the first against Webb. That's how good he was. The other thing too is he's like, it always feels every single time like he's out there that Webb is at 65 pitches in the sixth. He's going deep in every single game.
He was finishing that bad boy. Duvall was up. They were like, get my glove.
Sit him down.
Hey. Hold my beer.
Tranquilo, Camilo. Yeah. Sit down. No, the other part, too, was it was a very short game, which I know. Look, why don't people like sub-2-hour baseball games? If it's a 1-0 game, it shouldn't be 3 hours.
Because baseball is like a date. You don't want it over early. And I was anti-pitch clock. But good God, Evan, I want my baseball to be 9:30. I want it to tuck me in. That's what baseball's always there for you every night. And these 1 hour and 50, I don't like any of it. My Troy Aikman, Evan, that's too fast. It just is. And hey,
how long is it supposed to be then?
Tuck their chain in and multiple pitching changes. Maybe I thought I hated it, but when it's gone, I'm like, that's too fast. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to, come on, give me some, man. I don't like, it's too fast.
You can't have it both ways, though, because a game that's 10 to 7 should also not go 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, a baseball game, look, I understand people paid a lot of money to go see the Giants and the A's last night.
That's too quick.
Well, then tell the Giants hitters to get some hits. Take a couple pitches. Get on base.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what we're talking about. A 1-0 game should not be 3 hours. I don't think it should even be two hours and 40 minutes.
But now I know how my wife feels, man. I'm like, that's too fast, man. Like, come on. What are we doing? You, come on, Evan. I know, but I'm being real. It's like,
oh my God.
That's what it feels like. Oh. I mean, I had to say it. But it's real. I'm struggling. E, that was, I could not believe the game was over. Like, I felt cheated.
A pitcher's duel is exciting, though, even if it's fast.
I'm being real.
No, people are telling on themselves. They say they like to watch good pitching. Well, I don't know about you, but people say they like to watch good pitching, but not if it's zip, zap, zip.
I turn back, I go, it's over. Like, come on, E.
People like home runs and strikeouts, and neither of those are quick.
Yeah. I'm just,
Oh, no.
Where do we go from here, baby?
Well, we're going to go back to the gridiron.
Real quick, how long, do you get nervous going in the locker room?
No, not really.
Do you get a high or is just old, you know, I've been there, done that?
No. Well, for baseball locker rooms, I've been in a few of them, so it doesn't, no, the baseball locker rooms are actually more comfortable than, say, the NFL or NBA locker rooms. But it is, all right, it might be TMI. Baseball
this
locker rooms
time,
are
right?
also very open. Like, you can kind of approach most players at their lockers. Even if they're, say, getting out of the shower or going into the shower. There's a lot more nudity in baseball locker rooms than other locker rooms, I think. Which is a little... Yeah, that might be too much for some people.
If I had a crooked butt
not in. Let's just be honest.
Okay, whoa, okay,
That's just how it is. I mean...
Oh, the Sports Illustrated body issue is what just came
But you don't go talk to somebody who's butt naked at their locker. Until they put a shirt and pants on. They say, hey, can I have a few minutes of your time? No, being a locker room should, Anyways.
I'm getting crushed, these. I asked for it. Boy.
Well, hopefully, steadying the ship. Well, first of all, 12 o'clock, we're going to talk to Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area. She's been covering the 49ers for years. Of course, she's going to hop on courtesy of the River Islands guest line. So we're looking forward to that. Going to get into some things with, you know, Brock Purdy, his performance. Also, just what's been going on. Again, Brandon Ayuk, a lot of people feel like a deal is imminent.
Yeah.
After him shaking hands yesterday with John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan at midfield, what's going to happen there? Is someone like Trent Williams going to get paid in the near future, especially after seeing Trenton Wirfs from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers getting the highest deal from an offensive tackle ever? So we're doing all of it. Evan Infersteiny with Goo. But where we picked up, or I should say left off at the end of last segment, Goo, was with Purdy speaking on the Tim Kawakami show. And game from last year and the Super Bowl. And I'm glad it did because there's something I have to say about it afterwards. Here was what he had to say.
I mean, it hurt a little bit just watching, like, man, like, because we all know the end result, which, you know, sort of sucked. But I think more than anything, it was pretty encouraging just knowing that, you know, man, that was my second year in the NFL. We're in the biggest stage and I could have done this better, or, you know, the good plays, man, I did make those plays. And so those are confidence boosters that I can continue to build off of. So it goes back and forth. But to look at the big picture of things, I was like, man, like, I was playing in a Super Bowl this past year, and coming off of UCL, like, there was a lot of grinding and mental stuff that I was going through last year, and then to be able to learn from plays in the Super Bowl, like, that's pretty special. Like, not a lot of guys get to experience that, you know, whether you did good or bad. Like, there's not a lot of guys that have gotten to that moment and have been able to learn from it. So I'm very grateful that I was able to go and play in those moments, and now I got to learn from it.
He's pissed off.
Man, I love that, though, E.
He's mad he didn't win the Super Bowl.
23 of 38, 256, one touchdown, no interceptions. And he's right. How many times was we thought hair was coming out of my head? And Stoney was like, "Why are you worried about his elbow?"
Yeah, nice
He battled that and almost won the game. So in totality, his team lost. He lost. He's 0-1 in the Super Bowl. But Evan, at the end of the day, I appreciate that honesty of he talked about don't stop believing the journey. The journey he was on, and it almost culminated with the Super Bowl victory. And I'll say this about Kyle, because Brock's getting me there. Kyle's taking Jimmy, and now he's taking Brock Purdy to the Super Bowl, up 10 twice. Those are facts. And they didn't get the win. And now I focus in on Kyle, on what he has to do differently or what he can do, Evan, differently to hoist up that Lombardi trophy, because he's had two different quarterbacks, two guys that nobody expected to be playing in that game. But damn, the one constant has to be, and you tell me, am I blaming Kyle? But I can't ignore the rat on the table brought to you by Atco, is the same head coach had two different quarterbacks and two different 10-point leads and couldn't close it. That's like, I can't, you, that's on Kyle. However, whatever I'm saying is on it, it's on you. There's something fundamentally going on to where two different guys got you to a 10-point lead and you couldn't close it as a coach. And I don't know what I'm saying. I just, like, Kyle can't run from that. And hearing Kyle on with the great Tim Kawakami, he owned it. He owned it like, yeah, Goo, I'm hearing you. I should have had two.
Should have had three.
And that's why I like Kyle, because he added another one. Because Stoney would be like, you're right, blah, blah, blah. Kyle said it should have been three. We should have been in three. So when I hear that, that's music to my ears like, hey, bud, I'm wondering if you're ever going to get it done. But when you tell the world, you feel like, hey, forget the two. We should have been in three. I think Evan is a fan or just a guy from afar. I can respect that to the utmost, man.
But when he says I should have had two, maybe you should have had three, that's why I hear desperation, because he's so close. And that's why, to go back to our last segment, I heard him talking so much about Tom Brady, because who has more Super Bowls than TB12?
Wow, man.
Nobody.
Right.
And Kyle Shanahan has been on the doorstep of two. In his opinion, three. Does Tom change that? I think he changes the first one, and Kyle probably regrets not moving off of Garoppolo for him. The last one, last year, with all due respect to the GOAT, he's got every record in the books. He's the greatest quarterback thus far to ever lace him up. I don't think he changes the outcome of last year's Super Bowl. And that might be asinine of me to say, but if you swap Tom Brady for Brock Purdy, which is what they were willing to do if Tom had come out of retirement, because Kyle Shanahan also admitted that to Tim Kawakami, I still think they're in the same place.
Wow.
Without a Super Bowl.
And what does that do to moving forward for young Brock Purdy? Could say, you know, how he would handle it, but we really don't know how you would respond had that happened or popped off mentally, you know? So you avoid that at least. Also, and you are right, Evan, he probably was washing cars, kicking it with the kids, and I'm acting like he is just playing like, you know, with New England, how he did that. No, that wasn't it.
No, they weren't getting 07 Brady. They're getting 2023 Brady.
And they still should have won with Brock Purdy last year's game, to me, that I've watched a million times. Evan, well, they had the ball with one third down. If the O-line blocks and you get a first, you're going to milk the clock and kick a field goal and win. And Romo and Nance, and they were saying it. And your boy Chris Jones to the rescue.
But if you want to get technical, that's also why I don't think they win with Tom Brady. The reason why Tom was able to beat Patrick Mahomes is because that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team won in the trenches. They won at the line of scrimmage on the offensive side and defensive side. They were in Mahomes, you know what, the entire night. And that offensive line was dominant. It's one of the big reasons why a guy who was a Super Bowl winning member of that team, the left tackle, just got paid the most money by a tackle in the history of football because he was defending Tom's blind side in that Super Bowl. The 49ers, you could make a case, the biggest reason why they didn't win the Super Bowl was because of their offensive line play, because it broke down in key critical situations. I think there are other things that happen too.
Are you the last year or both? Because it looked, you could apply what you just said to both of those Super Bowls.
Exactly. But Tom Brady's not changing that, in my opinion. Mm. He's not changing somebody not knowing where to be. He's not changing someone not being able to hold Chris Jones out of the backfield. He himself cannot go block a 300-pound defensive tackle. So as great as Tom Brady is, especially at the line of scrimmage, I'm talking about a guy who is 45 going on 46 years old, being the difference. I don't see it, Evan.
I'll give you that. I want Johnny Cochran that. I get you, man. But the 4 years ago one, Evan, I was all in, and I do think they would have had the Super Bowl had that not been Jimmy and Brady going against Mahomes. I almost give Kyle a pass for even entertaining it again years later, Evan, because of that pain. How many times can you be drinking? I don't know if you ever have drinks by yourself. You're at home watching the game. You're thinking about your life. And you think about, had I pulled the trigger?
Too many times.
I might have had my Super Bowl. Like, that doesn't just go away. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. It's going to haunt him forever if he doesn't win one.
Right. You're right. Probably, think about that forever.
I mean, it haunts Marino. Kyle Shanahan probably haunts him as the offensive coordinator for a team that was up by a lot. Matt Ryan. Probably haunts the Philadelphia Eagles. They also lost by 3 points in the tail end of the Super Bowl. Buffalo four times. There's a lot of teams that it haunts, but that's also the difference and why I don't think that. Yes, a few years ago, like if Brady was the quarterback in 2021, I think they probably go and get it done. This last year, yeah. I don't see it. It's the same reason why I felt like it was a mistake for the New York Jets, who the Niners, by the way, play week one Monday night at Levi's. I don't think it was the correct decision for them to trade heaven and hell for Aaron Rodgers.
See, I'm on the, Evan, I think they're going to be I think they're going to the AFC Championship. It's going to be them and the Chiefs. Like the Jets are so good in a lot of places that A-Rod in that expertise.
R-E-L-A.
Yeah. I don't agree with a lot that comes out as pie hole, man. But I'm on the Jets. And I'm the guy that also said Denver with Russell Wilson was going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, how come you don't like the Steelers this year?
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
The Steelers?
No, Russ. Russ and Justin.
Well, why hasn't the ship sailed with Aaron Rodgers? He's 40 years old.
But that arm is not 40.
No, but the reason, I think one of the reasons why the Packers were okay with trading him is because they knew they had the next guy up.
Now, that's interesting.
They had Jordan Love waiting in the wings.
But they barely got it. Speaking of, I'm not mad. That was a great story, and I love his upside. Love. But Aaron, Evan, you couldn't tell me you knew Jordan Love was going to hit the ground running because it looked bad early. They got hot. They did. I can't rob them of that. But for all the, hey, I told you Jordan Love, they got in at the end, beat Dallas, should have beat the Niners. I said it. I keep watching that game. But, man, now he looks like the man and his highest paid quarterback.
Jordan Love?
Yeah. And I think that makes the NFL look bad just in regard to what we're doing and who's getting paid and how. It shouldn't just be because Evan's up, he's going to take advantage of where he's at in his deal. It's about how can Jordan Love, with one playoff win, be paid more than Brock Purdy? Now, that's going to change and fluctuate, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's about timing. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has one playoff win. He's also making $55 million a year. Ken, does Tua have any playoff wins?
None.
Zero.
Oh, that's tough. And he's making $53 million.
Oh, my gosh. Like, they're going to
quarterbacks get paid.
That I guess that's the title of the jam.
I mean, that's why Brock Purdy is going to be the first $60 million quarterback.
There's no doubt in my mind he's getting it, Evan. He would really have to regress. Like, he would have to be at what he's doing now in practice, allegedly. Like, we would have to see a couple. He'd have to go Jimmy Garoppolo, esque. In order for him to shoot himself in the foot and the Niners not give him that break.
He'd have to throw left-handed blindfolded to figure
it. And can I say one last thing to you about that? Castani fights me on Kyle being finicky and maybe he don't want to invest. Isn't there a prestige in, hey, I drafted Evan, Mr. Irrelevant. I made Evan, and I groomed him to be ready for this press conference the day that comes, that we're going to give him 60 or he's going to reset the market. isn't that an organization's dream of that day to say we drafted them, we've identified them, like Curry and Clay and Dre got paid? I don't think it's, oh my gosh, we got the best out of them and now we're dreading pay. Like, to me, that's a dream to draft, identify, win, and then pay you.
Yes, I think Kyle Shanahan has more confidence in Brock Purdy than he has had in any quarterback that he has worked with ever. That includes his bride, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Because Kirk Cousins was in the same draft class as RG3. He didn't start because RG3 was the guy.
And hasn't sniffed the NFC Championship game.
Kirk Cousins became the guy. He inherited Matt Schaub. So they did great things together, statistically. Matt Ryan, obviously they got to the precipice of a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan has had maybe the best individual statistical season MVP. Under Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, yes, he won league most valuable player. But the way that Kyle Shanahan talks about Purdy, the way that the offense has hummed, the moment he's taken over as a starting quarterback, I have no reason but to believe that Shanahan believes in Purdy more than any other signal caller that he's been in the same quarterback room with.
I'm with you. And that's why I'm excited for Niner fans for this year, Kyle. We'll see. But, Evan, the rat on the table for me, you didn't ask. I'll just keep beating the drum until week one. And this year's playoffs is, what happened to that Niner Ferrari offense in the playoffs starting on the rainy Saturday night against Green Bay? I want to know, against Detroit, and they were rather pedestrian in the Super Bowl. Hey, but they got there. But, Evan, I do want to know.
Well, that's why I do think Purdy can be better this year, is because so many things moved in the right direction. Like, momentum was a huge part of the, and is a huge part of the Niners offense. When they get on a roll, and this was something Kittle touched on in the receiver doc. We can also run it by Jennifer Lee Chan in about 10 minutes. Okay. She covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area. She's joining us via the River Islands guest line. When Kittle talked about in the receiver Netflix doc, when they got going, they were unstoppable. In the playoffs, it's harder to get going at your pace as quickly as you want because there's other teams. They're talented. They know what you want to do. They game plan for you. I think Purdy can take a step in that department in operating outside of just momentum spaces.
Wow, man.
Operating outside of the rhythm.
Consistency.
Consistency when there isn't things going your way, either when a player is hurt or, I don't know, if...
Because they lost three in a row without Debo and Trent.
Maybe he got sacked on first down, and instead of second and advantageous, it's second and disadvantageous. Uh-huh. Like, those are the situations where I think Purdy can take steps forward, because we know what he can do. When things are rolling with him, when things are rolling, you know, when they pick up 6 yards or 7 yards on the ground first down, I know second down and short, Purdy can do anything. He can do everything. The Niners last year, efficiency-wise, were not great on third downs. They just didn't have to play on third downs a whole lot because they were picking up first downs at an amazing rate. I think Brock Purdy can be better when it's not going his way.
Now, that's well said, and it adds intrigue and excitement to this upcoming season, and it starts tonight with the, what is it, Texan Bears, right? Tonight. Hall of Fame game.
Yep. Houston.
On that raggedy-ass field. That's why you take the under. That field's a high school field.
Is that the reason why your neighbor's on the under?
Yeah, and Dibs is told, too, that game always is on the under. He don't even know he remembers telling me that. Luke Skywalker, I listened to the Yodas.
See, but maybe it's just the contrarian to me. I almost would fade it then. Because it's like, well, everyone's going to be on the under, so it's going to be juiced.
Well, you can do whatever you want, buddy. They don't hate on my parade. I feel it.
What's the number?
You end up being right.
What's the number?
Yeah, 36 and a half.
I'm not a betting man. Give me 37.
Oh, boy.
We'll come back in tomorrow. It's also a payday Friday,
I'll
so I'm able to make
neighbor,
that investment.
He's on the over.
But for you, it's a payday Thursday.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like that. I don't like you getting your money before us.
You know what? It's been coming in on Friday, Evan, lately.
Yeah, but you always walk around like, you know, you're kind of just a little bit better than us today.
Okay, tell him to stop talking. I don't get it till tomorrow.
I got playing. You. No, he doesn't get paid until, you know, the rest of us.
There you go, E.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. This is from the 925 the Xfinity Mobile text line. Purdy might be the fourth best off-schedule playmaking quarterback in the league.
Now, how would one judge that? I know we got all the metrics, but Mahomes is number one at that, right?
Well, no, and like he's a good scrambler. What I'm saying is not necessarily like when the play starts, is
when it breaks down.
No, but when a drive breaks down. Mm. So again, if and it's hard to do, but the best quarterbacks, I feel like, still turn drives that are supposed to fail into drives that succeed. Not necessarily just an individual play, but again, like if it's second and 13, you're kind of, a lot of times you're forced into sort of a pass first situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so if the defense knows you're going to pass as opposed to having both options on the table, that's why the Niners, to me, were so dangerous. Like, this was something that actually killed the Cowboys. Sorry to bring it up.
No,
last year on Sunday Night Football, they discussed in the locker room after the game the fact that it's impossible once the Niners get rolling, because you don't know. Wow. They can do everything. And the way that Shanahan disguises their offense, it's impossible to tell whether they're running the football, which they can do and gash you, and they could do it six times in a row, or they could throw the ball six times in a row and be equally as efficient. The issue is when you're able to get that first initial play. Maybe you get a sack. Maybe you get a tackle for loss. Maybe it's just a short pitch and catch for 2 yards. Okay, well then, how do you keep the drive moving, and how do you do it successively? That's where I think Brock Purdy can get better.
No, I love it, and we'll watch and monitor it this season. But that just got me wound up. Like, you are right. All that is correct and on the table, and we'll see the growth. He has not been the bionic man in regard to rehabbing and doing all that. It's the mental reps, watching the game again. But damn it, I'll leave you with this, Evan. Last thing about last year's Niners, they should have won the damn Super Bowl. Just my 2 cents.
Well.
Should have won two.
I got you. I don't want to go there yet because we got to hit a break. And we got Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area coming up on the other side, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And that's what's coming up also on the game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Evan Giddings, Daryl the Guru Johnson, in for Signing Guru here on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.